Welcome to this Project Cargo Weekly interview. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Corné Dutuy. He is the commercial manager for Asia Pacific Project and Logistics at Access World in Singapore. First of all, Corné, welcome to this interview.
Thanks a lot, Bo. Thanks for the opportunity.
As we just discussed earlier, it is a Monday, but I guess we have to get on with it. So without further ado, and as you know from previous interviews, I always allowed the interviewee to give a little bit of a rundown on his or her background. And in this case, same with you. How did you end up where you are in Singapore? And how did you get into logistics?
Thanks, Bo. So as many in the logistics industry would say, they did not plan to pursue a career in logistics. I'm certainly one of those, but also certainly don't regret it since. My logistics journey started after I graduated from Northwest University in South Africa, completing my honors degree in international trade and economics in 2009, where after I spent a year in England playing a bit of rugby, which is one of my passions in life. My working career officially started in 2011 when I joined Access World, then known as Access Freight Africa, as a graduate, and then slowly worked my way into the position of exports manager based in Durban, South Africa, before being offered the position of Sino-Africa Business Development Manager based in Shanghai, China from 2015 to 2020. So I was mainly responsible for looking after all our customers based in China, having a large Chinese portfolio to manage due to our involvement in mining logistics across the Southern Africa region, which I am still overseeing today, now based in Singapore since 2021 July. My role within Access World since moving to Singapore expanded to include overseeing commercial activities related to project cargo and freight across Asia Pacific. So yeah, in a nutshell, I've been with Access World for quite a long time, just over 10 years now, and I've been involved with various aspects within our business covering mining logistics, warehousing, and project cargo.
Okay, that's a very impressive career. And as far as I can see, you started early and already been at it for quite some years. But how would you say, before I go on to further questions, how would you say that your time in China was the 5 years? It must be a big dragon, so to speak, also in mining or everywhere Chinese companies, aren't they?
Yeah, no, certainly. It was quite an interesting journey at the beginning. As a so-called Western person moving to Shanghai, China, it was quite a daunting task ahead of me. But after 1 or 2 years, as with the Chinese business culture, you manage to develop those relationships and trust. And then we saw quite a bit of success after the 2 or 3 years that I've been based in Shanghai. So our business grew significantly during that period and still very much so.
Okay, excellent. Access World, when you say mining logistics, perhaps many of our viewers would like to know logistics is logistics, but there are certain differences between mining and others. What can you say about what you do in Access World? Your specialty is mining. Mm-hmm. How can you elaborate on that?
Okay, not sure. Maybe I can start off with a brief history also of Access World and then going into the mining logistics. So yeah, Access World's global brand has quite an interesting and long history, which started as a family business in 1933 in Italy, then known as Pacerini Metals, who predominantly specialized in the warehousing of metals and minerals before being acquired by Glencore, who is one of your biggest and largest commodity trading companies globally. In 2013, Pacerini Metals decided to extend their footprint into Africa by acquiring the company where I originally started, called Access Freight Africa, mm-hmm. where after the group was rebranded to Access World, taking on the name of our African business to represent our growing list of commodities that we handle, as well as the service that we offer. So our services include projects logistics,
which is really a one-stop shop solution for all our project cargo customers' requirements, and includes the ranging of ocean freight, both break bulk and containerized, stevedoring, customs clearance, road transportation for both in-gauge and out-of-gauge cargo, heavy lift loads, the related permits and route clearances, as well as the facilitating of offloading at project site. Additionally,
our services include warehousing, mm-hmm. clearing and forwarding, ships agency, stevedoring for commodities such as project cargo, metals, minerals, okay. agricultural products, paper and pulp, and that's just to name a few. So, and then on the mining side,
mining equipment and power generating equipment identified as key subcategories within our projects cargo division, as well as a proven track record in these segments.
Mining logistics, this is specifically in regions such as Africa, with all the mining activity that takes place there. Yep. So from all your project cargo needs being imported from Asia to the mines, as well as the metals and mineral outflows from these mining locations.
All right. That's very interesting, and especially with that strong background of yours, of course, to the uninvited, so to speak, or the uninformed, Glencore certainly rings a bell. Would it mean that you're servicing, of course, the owner's needs, but you can take on any kind of business, anyone involved in mining that is not necessarily linked to the owners? I mean, you're neutral in that regard, as you can take on anything, right?
No, that's correct, Bo. Yeah, and that's a very important aspect for us, and making sure that our customers are aware that we operate completely independently. So in essence, we are viewed as just another service providers to the likes of a Glencore. So also when it comes to confidential information and services offered to the rest of the industry players, It takes place completely confidential, and that information is not shared to any of the owners, if you can call it that.
Right. So they are watertight holes, so to say. Okay.
Definitely, yeah.
A question I have for you, of course, it has not escaped anyone that the freight market is, shall we put it mildly, out of whack. And how do you view it from your perspective?
Yeah, so I mean, just as challenging as it is for cargo owners and receivers, it's certainly been a challenging period for us as Access World, acting as a freight forwarder in arranging and securing ocean freight space, so it's particular for the containerized cargo. Mm. However, we've also viewed this as an opportunity to leverage from our relationships that we have historically with break bulk carriers. So we've been able to offer alternative solutions in the form of break bulk freight for our customers, finding it difficult to ship the regular monthly volumes, whether it be general cargo, chemicals, reagents, basically any cargo that was previously shipped in containers. Of course, if it's very sensitive and fragile stuff, that still needs to be looked to be shipped containerized, as well as your hazardous cargo, which the vessel owners don't like to combine that with your general cargo for obvious reasons.
Okay, got it. With Access World, you have Italian roots, as you mentioned, and you're based in Singapore. Where do you have your, let's say, regional offices? And when you say APAC, what does that include for your area?
So within Asia Pacific, our regional headquarters is, of course, in Singapore. Our presence also extends further globally into regions such as Europe and the Middle East, which includes countries such as Dubai, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, Turkey,
as well as North and South America in the USA and Peru. So yes, Access World is a truly global logistics company.
Mm-hmm. From there, we have offices and facilities in Malaysia, Thailand, Taiwan, China, Vietnam. Okay. And then if we head to Africa's side, where I'm originally from, is within South Africa, all the major ports, including Cape Town, Durban, Richards Bay, and then in Mozambique, Tanzania, mm-hmm. Namibia. So those are all your port cities, if you can call it that. And then more inland, we've also got offices in countries like Zimbabwe, Zambia, and DRC.
Okay, well, that's that's pretty extensive. I must say, also to me, it's I did not know Access World so much from before, and it just goes to show that there's always something more to learn in shipping, isn't there?
No, definitely. Yeah, there's a big diversification drive within our business, warehousing and of metals and minerals remaining a very core part of our business, but also further diversifying globally into project cargo and project logistics, EV materials, renewable energy, forestry, and agricultural products, with great success of late within those separate segments of project cargo and renewable energy.
Okay. Just one question that comes to mind regarding China. As we all know, there's been a lot of political writings about China's involvement in Africa, and in a global world, they are kind of extending their borders by investing a hell of a lot in the continent. Do you see China continuing to do that and kind of putting their feet on all the, let's say, mining projects in Africa? There's been a lot of talk in Guinea about iron ore with Chinese involvement. There are several others. Some view it popular that they invest, and others say that it's not so popular because they never leave anything. What's your view, coming from Africa and knowing the place better than most?
I certainly view that the Chinese would be staying in Africa, continue with all the investment and interest, specifically in the mining. Yeah. And I think with historically the African government and the Chinese way of doing business, I think that's quite an ideal suit for one another. In Africa, we're lacking a lot of infrastructure. And then, of course, for exchange of the natural resources such as the copper, cobalt, and other precious metals, the Chinese are more than willing to invest in infrastructure projects. Whether it being the building of bridges, roads, hospitals, universities, power stations. So I think for as long as those infrastructure shortfalls continues, the Chinese and the African government will continue to have a good working relationship. I'm sure if you go to the ground level, to society within those African countries, you'll probably get a different view of the involvement of Chinese within Africa, but certainly for us it's one of our core focuses, and we continue to service the logistics industry.
Okay. One thing I must say, having since you spent years in China, I can divulge that I also lived there quite a few years. And one thing I have to say, and I think you agree with me, that I have still to meet a lazy Chinese person. So they don't seem to have Mondays.
Well, definitely, I think that's what the Chinese are known for, is hardworking, always finding a solution instead of an excuse why cannot work sometimes at the cost of certain things. But I certainly do not forget the lunchtime naps in China from 12 to 2, so which is something till this day that I would never become used to, but I thought quite funny.
It seems that some of them are able to sleep at any time. Okay, that's great to hear. Yes, how is the, of course, we cannot avoid, I guess, to speak a little bit about this bloody COVID, as I call it. How does it affect on you in the Lion City now? Are you getting to grips with it in Singapore, and can you now fly around?
Yeah, so I mean, first arriving, the restrictions was quite stringent. They have relaxed the restrictions, then tightened it again as the situation evolves. Currently, I would say things are fairly well under control. Coincidentally, the government announced some travel agreements with some other countries, which always comes, was received quite happily because of the inability to travel over the last year and a half. So I think as time goes on, more and more governments realize that they cannot continue to keep borders closed at the cost of economic downfalls and development. So the sooner they're able to revert back to normal, the better. And that's something that certainly been seen here of late.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I also hear, and I'm physically sitting in Denmark at the moment, but residing in Sweden, and we just abolished all the restrictions here. I mean, and I came from Germany last week, where you had to wear the mask on the train, and it's of course for the common good, but let's hope we are all out of it soon, I think. Right.
Definitely.
Let me ask a final question before we wrap this up. How do you feel about living in Singapore?
That great city. I think my perception or experience of Singapore is quite a bit skewed because of the situation compared to when I lived in China before COVID. So yeah, it would be a bit of an unfair assumption to make, not being able to compare it under the same circumstances. But overall, it's great. I think it's one of the best cities to live in.
Yeah.
Cleanliness, conveniency, just overall quite a great experience. But of course, it comes at also at a high price. Singapore, known as quite an expensive country to live in.
they say it's a fine city.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes miss the beautiful views of your home country, South Africa, I can imagine?
Definitely. So, I haven't been able to travel back to South Africa for 1.5 years, but fortunate enough to get the opportunity within the next month or two. So, no place like home. Although I must admit, I enjoy living overseas for the last 5-6 years.
Now it's always what starts as a career, and you think I'll stay here a couple of years and then I'll return, and then when you wake up one day, it's 10 years down the road already. So it's glad to see that you like what you're doing, and of course as a wise man once said, if you like what you're doing, then you are not working a day in your life. So I guess that's the point.
No, absolutely.
I want to say formally, Kone, many, many thanks for taking your time from a busy schedule in Singapore to answer some questions. Very pleased to have had you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bo. Thanks for the opportunity. And I'll keep having a look at your reviews and videos.
Oh, you're the one. Yeah, please continue. You know, we need all the help we can get. Right. This was to all listeners, viewers around the world. This was yet another great interview with Mr. Kone Dutui, who is the commercial manager APAC Asia Pacific for Project Cargo and Logistics at Access World, based in Singapore. And of course, stay tuned for further, hopefully great interviews in the not too distant future. Thank you.
Number 19032 to berth at point C. Berth plan for 1200. Cargo is currently stored in hatches 2, 4, and 5.